Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
Hello and good morning. Welcome back to the Patrick Madrid Show. Today is Wednesday, middle of the week on pledge drive, so let's begin in prayer as we always do, asking our Blessed Lady to pray with us and for us, for all your needs, for you and your family and everything going on in your life, and also for our need here at Relevant Radio during pledge drive. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So as I've been saying all week, this is a regular program. You are able to call in, and we'll get you on the air with your comment, your question. The number to call in to be on the air is 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. We will be talking pledge drive stuff throughout the next 3 hours that we are here together, but that doesn't mean that you can't call in and be on the program. So one more time with that number, 888-914-9149. Some emails. I have a note here that came in from Laura, and this is going back a little while. I'm trying to catch up as best I can. Laura says, I just want to say thank you for your excellent description of the scapular and medals in general, medals as in like miraculous medals and other religious medals as sacramentals. Your explanation was exactly what I needed to hear this morning. I'm so glad I was listening when the caller asked me the question. I struggle with the temptation to superstition, so I have not been wearing the brown scapular that my sister-in-law gave me years ago. Now I finally think I can start wearing it without being superstitious about it and with the right attitude. Our Holy Mother prompted me to listen to this hour of your show at work today as a gentle nudge. God bless Catholic Radio, and God bless you, Patrick. And that's from Laura. Laura's listening on the Relevant Radio app. Thank you kindly, Laura. I sure appreciate that. I think your comments exemplify something that I've talked about many times on the program, and that is how what seems to be a kind of happenstance in people's lives, they just so happen, coincidentally, to tune into Relevant Radio in just in time to hear something that they really, really needed to hear. And it can make all the difference. I'll never tire of telling this story. And Laura, maybe this will give you further encouragement. I'm so happy to hear that you now have been able to shake that feeling of superstition in putting on the scapular or putting a miraculous medal around your neck. So here's a story that I'll never forget. It made a big impression on me. It was on this program maybe, I don't know, 3 years ago, two, 3 years ago, something like that. And who knows, maybe this young woman who called in that day will remember this. Well, I'm sure she'll remember. I hope she's listening. So she calls in. She says, hi, I'm, you know, from California and 20-something years old. And she was saying about how she was raised Catholic. And for years now, she hadn't been practicing her Catholic faith, hadn't been going to Mass, hadn't been praying, etc. Far from God. And she said her brother kept bugging her to listen to this program, her older brother. Her good older brother, who is trying to look out for his little sister, is telling her, you should listen to this program, you should listen to this program. She kept blowing it off. And she said, so one day, I just thought, all right, I'll get him off my back. I'll find out what this is all about. So she turns on Relevant Radio, and she turns it on just at the point where I happen to be talking about a book called The Dogma of Hell. And I know, yay, Mr. Sunshine. Don't worry. It was something she needed to hear. And as she's telling me this story, she got emotional, started crying. And she said, I heard you talking about this book about hell, and you were telling a story about somebody else who read the book, and it scared them straight, and they got back on the straight and narrow. And she says, well, I'm not really interested in getting back on the straight and narrow, but I am interested in the book. So she said, after listening to that segment on the program, she jumped on Amazon. She ordered a copy of the book. Within a day or so, she had the book in her hands. She read the book, did a complete 180, came back to confession, back to the sacraments, back to the Lord, just like that. I mean, it was that fast. And she was emotional. And she said, you know, my brother was telling me to listen to the show, and I could have tuned in at any point, but it just so happens I tuned in at that one point when you were talking about this one issue, and that one thing, that book, is what made all the difference. And I've never forgotten her. I don't remember her name. I think she was from the Ventura area in California, Ventura Highway, in the sunshine. But what a great experience that was for me. And I hear these stories often enough. Cyrus, you know what I'm talking about. We hear these stories often enough about people who just so happen coincidentally to stumble across Relevant Radio.
Almost every day.
Big things happen.
Almost every single day. It's amazing. These stories of I mean, there's the truck driver one that we've shared a couple times where the guy he was thinking about suicide. He's at the depths of despair, and he's in his car and he's ready to do something terrible to himself. And the radio happens to be Relevant Radio, and we're talking about suicide, and it changed his life.
I get goosebumps.
It's incredible. I mean, that's a real example. There's young pregnant women thinking about ending the life of their baby, and they happen to hear us talking about life and being pro-life, and it changes them, and they'll get calls years later, 5-10 years later, and they'll talk about this beautiful child that's enhanced their lives in a way that they never even could comprehend before. And that's because they chose life because they were listening to Relevant Radio.
Exactly. And there have been so many now, I can't even count them anymore. So many quote-unquote coincidences. And yeah, you're right, Cyrus. It's a beautiful thing, and we're grateful recipients of when you call in and you share that kind of thing with us, or you send emails. We get so many emails every day. We're really grateful for them. We read them all. In fact, I'll be reading you several emails that have come in recently as well. But don't forget, if you want to call, especially during Pledge Drive right now, and maybe share a little bit about how Relevant Radio has helped you, I'd love to hear about that. All the millions of people out there who are probably listening at this very moment would love to hear about that. So if your life got turned around, maybe your marriage got fixed, you came back to the sacraments, you were contemplating suicide or abortion or something else, these things do happen. And if by listening to Relevant Radio, you heard something like Cyrus was talking about, and you pulled back from the edge and you came back home to the house of the Father, I'd love to hear your story. So call me, 888-914-9149. That's the number to call to be on the air. You can call it now, 888-914-9149. Even if you're not able to pledge right now, maybe that can be your pledge, just a little bit of hope and encouragement by telling how Relevant Radio has helped you. 888-914-9149. Quick message right now from our executive director, Father Rocky, and I'll be right back, joined by Mary Graham, to talk about Pledge Drive.
A dollar a day helps us in a big way. Hi, everyone. This is Father Rocky of the Family Rosary Across America and the Relevant Radio CEO. Our numerous dollar-a-day donors, many of whom have made their gift perpetual, are the backbone of our Relevant Radio mission. Join the Relevant Radio family now at a dollar a day, and we'll send you a very, very special gift. A Relevant Radio branded wood hand cross. These were made in a workshop in Bethlehem and were blessed during Drew Mariani's pilgrimage tour of the Holy Land a few weeks ago. The Relevant Radio branded hand cross is made of olive wood, and the corpus is made from pewter. A beautiful keepsake or gift for sure, and it's our gift to you for a donation of a dollar a day. The hand cross is only available today, and only while supplies last, so don't miss out. Make your dollar a day pledge at relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or by calling 877-291-0123.
And I got to tell you, I have seen these kind of, they call them prayer crosses or worry crosses that you hold in your hand. They fit in your palm just perfectly. I have never seen one with the crucifix on it before. This is a truly Catholic worry cross, if that's what you want to call it, or prayer cross, however you want to look at it. And it is yours today and today only. There is a very limited number of these, so do not wait. And another little tidbit you need to be aware of. This is not available anywhere else. This was custom designed and made specifically for us here at Relevant Radio. So if you want to get one, it's your only shot, a dollar a day at relevantradio.com, using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123.
That number is waiting for you to dial right now. Today is Wednesday, the middle of our pledge drive, and we've got a long way to go to get to what we need to be, $3 million by the end of Friday, 877-291-0123. But please note that you can always go online. It's easy, it's quick, and you can go to relevantradio.com. And when you make your pledge, you'll also be able to see the progress in the thermometer and also take a look at these gifts, including the one that Mary's talking about. I'm impressed with this, Mary. This is different from any other kind of cross I've seen people, because it's got the image of our Lord's body on the cross. We call it a crucifix in the Catholic Church. So yeah, this is unique. Take a look at it. Go to relevantradio.com and see what this is, and you'll see, oh yeah, that's not something that I've seen before. I want that. And we want to give it to you when you make your pledge by calling 877-291-0123.
You know, I was talking to Josh earlier, and when you look at the image, it seems a little small, but it's not. This is a good, healthy cross, something you can hold on to, place it on your desk or in your car, wherever you need it to kind of keep you focused on Christ throughout the day. A dollar a day is all it takes. You can join the family at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And in addition to the cross, for your dollar a day, you also get the Holy Family doorpost blessing. This is absolutely beautiful. You know, I like little trinkety things. And did you know it's got a secret little pocket with a scroll on the back with the prayer in it? That's right. You can see that and read the prayer when you visit our website. It's relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Today is the only day that this crucifix cross is available. And when they're gone, they're gone. They traveled the Holy Land with Drew. We're going to go over some of the special places that it visited in our next break, so don't go away. But in the meantime, make your gift. You can also see that at the website, relevantradio.com, using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123.
This is the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio and relevantradio.com.
All right, thank you for listening. Welcome back. The number is 888-914-9149. Yes, this is Pledge Drive, but that's okay. You can still call in and be on the air, 888-914-9149. How about Sandra in Milwaukee? Good morning, Sandra. Welcome.
Hi, good morning. I have a 25-year-old son who is away from the faith. He will go to Mass with us as a family for things like Christmas, but he doesn't do it on his own. I have convinced him to listen to your show. Awesome. And I was wondering if you had the ability to tell him why faith should be an important part of his life. You know, could you say something that, like, if you're talking directly to him, because I would like to hear him to hear it. And he's also very resistant to going to confession. He gets almost defensive when I talk about
it. Okay, fair enough. What is your son's first name?
His name is Nick.
All right. Well, Nick, hey, it's your Uncle Pat calling. How you doing? I just want to do what your mother's asking me, number one. And first of all, say thank you for listening to the program. I realize that maybe not everything you hear is something you agree with, but thanks for having an open mind. Thanks for being willing to think about things maybe from a different perspective. That's always good. That's a sign of a mature person who's willing to consider things from other people's perspectives. So thank you for doing that. I guess the main thing is, it's not really so much what I think or what I say, but more what does Jesus say, and who is Jesus? Maybe that's the best place to begin is, you know, who is Jesus? I know you've heard of him. You hear his name all the time. You know he's the founder of the church and all of that, but I mean, who is he? Was he just a prophet maybe? Had some great ideas, but that's about it. There have been other prophets, of course. Was he a guru of some sort? Is it possible maybe that he was lying when he claimed to be God and these miracles weren't real? The eyewitnesses saw them and maybe they were duped, possibly. Maybe he was just a charlatan. Is that possible? I suppose it's possible. So he might have been a liar. Maybe he was mentally unstable and he just thought he was God. And other people got in on the act and they thought, well, this is kind of a good thing. So why don't we promote him as if he were the Messiah? Maybe he was mentally ill. That's possible too, I suppose. But or maybe he really was who he claimed to be. Maybe he really was slash is God. And what's interesting, Nick, is as you grapple with the evidence and you, for example, read what Jesus himself says in the four Gospels and just encounter him for what he is, what he says, who he is, what he does, and you'll see that unlike any other religious leader, Jesus claimed to be God. Now, he demonstrated that to the awe and amazement of all the people who were around him by his miracles. He recorded, they recorded his miracles, the gospel writers, up to and including rising from the dead. After telling everybody that he would die and on the third day he would rise from the dead, and there are many theories about what really happened. Well, I think the only theory that really satisfies all the evidence would be that he really did rise from the dead. Now, here's a way to look at this, Nick. What was in it, if this was a scam, and if Jesus really wasn't who the Gospels say he was, let's say that the apostles were lying, what was their motive? What was their motive for lying about Jesus? And for that matter, what would his motive have been if he had been lying or if he had been just trying to scam people? I mean, they didn't get wealth. They lived in poverty. They didn't get positions of political influence or influence in the community. They didn't get groupies, you know, no women involved. And you know what I'm referring to there. They were hunted like criminals. And eventually, all the apostles were, one by one, they were all tracked down, and they were put to death. And the reason is because they wouldn't stop talking about Jesus, that he rose from the dead, that he performed these miracles, that he said he was God, that he really is the Messiah, and he proved it by rising from the dead. Now, even though we don't have photographic proof of that or video proof, just like we don't have photographic or video proof that Julius Caesar existed, but we have plenty of historical data that he did, and the things he did and how he died, etc. The same is true for Jesus, eyewitness accounts, etc. So maybe one thing to think about as you ponder all this is what was in it for them to lie or to try to scam people about Jesus if they knew that what they were saying was false and he didn't really rise from the dead? Why would anybody be so foolish as to be willing to die a very painful death of martyrdom for something that they knew wasn't true? I myself, personally speaking, I find that incredibly powerful, incredibly compelling as an evidence, one of the many different evidences for the divinity of Jesus. I find that very compelling because I can't explain it away. I can't account for it. Maybe one person might be crazy enough to do that, but can you really find hundreds of them, thousands of them who are willing to say, yes, I saw Jesus, I saw him rise from the dead, and be willing to die for it? I can't account for that. So that's something to ponder. And if as you're pondering it, you're thinking about, well, faith, I don't know if I have faith. Well, you can say, Lord, if you really are God, as that guy on the radio says you are, and as the Bible says you are, then please show me. Give me the gift of faith. I don't feel like I have faith right now. Maybe that's how you feel. I don't know. But if that is how you feel, just say, I don't know whether I believe, and help me out. If you're really there, if this is really true, please help me out and please give me the gift of faith. And God may not zap you right then and there, but if you sincerely ask him for the gift of faith, he will give it to you. But it's a matter of being willing to accept it, to ask him for it. So those are some things. I don't want to overburden you with lots and lots of details, but maybe the best thing I could suggest is just start thinking about who Jesus is. And what does the evidence indicate? And what is the best conclusion we could draw based upon the evidence? Was he a liar? Was he crazy? Was he God? I mean, what are the options? There really aren't too many other options. And I think as you consider this, I hope anyway, that you'll begin to see that, yes, Jesus is God. He is, as he said, sent by the Father to reconcile us to the Father, and so that we can be happy in this life and then joyfully happy forever in heaven with him. Doesn't mean that it's pie in the sky, that we're only thinking about heaven. No, the Lord wants you to be happy in this life too. And maybe that's the last little thing I'll mention, and that is the issue of confession. I don't know where you've been. I don't know what you've done. I don't need to know. But the thing is, no matter what's gone on in your life, there's no sin that you may have committed that is too big for God's grace. God's grace can forgive anything. Now, that may not be your situation. I don't know. So I'm just kind of reading between the lines here. But regardless, I can share with you how liberating going to confession is when you go with a contrite heart. Lord, I am sorry for my sins. I don't want to live in slavery to sin. I want to live in the truth. I want to live in happiness. I don't want to be a slave anymore. And I'm sorry, Lord, please forgive me. You will be amazed at the incredible liberation that you will experience when you do this. And I know from experience, as do just about anybody listening who's Catholic, who's listening to this program right now and who's gone to confession over the years. So that'll be my heartfelt encouragement. Give it a try. You've got nothing to lose except for your sins, right? And you have a good mother, and pray for her. Ask the Lord to bless her because she's seeking after your welfare, which is great. Thank you, and I appreciate the phone call. Let's see if we can't get to Cindy in Dallas before our break. Hello, Cindy. Welcome.
Good morning, Patrick. A question that I had is I wanted to advertise in my church bulletin. Is there a logo, or do I just do my own for Relevant Radio? Because I have benefited from it so much.
Yeah. That's nice to hear. Thank you. And I'm glad to know that you like to do that. It's easy. Here's what you do.
I have a bumper sticker.
Okay. Great. So when you have a moment, go to relevantradio.com, and under support, there's a drop-down menu. Under support, you'll see Ambassador Program. So that's where you want to go. And all the questions that you might have about logos and materials and things like that, it's all there. And if you want to have those things sent to you so that you can make use of them at your local parish and maybe in the bulletin and posters and literature, et cetera, that kind of thing, we have a whole department that's set up to help you with that.
Okay, great. I have benefited in every way from this app. I use in conversation with God, all of the prayers. Oh, it's amazing.
So you have the Relevant Radio app on your phone. Now, you're living in Dallas, so we have a big station in Dallas. Do you listen on the app, or do you listen on the station?
Yeah, I listen every morning on the way in. Yes, I do.
Fantastic. And your Relevant Radio bumper sticker is a big help, too, because, of course, all God's children who are going to work every morning in traffic, I've been in Dallas traffic before, they see your bumper sticker and they say, what's that? Next thing you know, they're listening and you're evangelizing at 60 miles an hour, or maybe 5 miles an hour, depending upon what time of the day.
80 miles an hour.
Well, thank you for that.
Thank you so much. I love this station. Spiritually, I've benefited from it. My son benefited from it. It's just amazing. Thank you so much.
Tell me about how your son has benefited from it. How old is he?
He's 38, and he fell ill with COVID. And he didn't have a chance, really. He was on a ventilator. They even put him on ECMO.
And, is he okay now?
We got on with Father Rocky and prayed the rosary every day, all of us.
And let me guess, he made a full recovery?
Yes, and his cardiologist said that he was a miracle.
I love it. Father Rocky's going to love to hear that story.
Yes.
All right, Cindy. Thank you. So nice to talk to you. And thank you for being so generous with your time and seeking to help Relevant Radio. We're grateful for that. Shout out to your son. I'll be right back.
Mm.
Miracle moments like that. That's what it is all about, as we join together as a family, praying together, laughing together, crying together. That's what families do when we lift each other up and we help each other to recover and overcome things as we bring it up in prayer. Speaking of prayer, my goodness, this crucifix, hand crucifix, is absolutely phenomenal. You can see it at our website, relevantradio.com. Using the app on your smartphone or tablet, you can see it there as well. But are you aware of all the places that it's been? We're going to go over those in just a minute, but first I want to make sure I emphasize, this is available today and today only. And when they're gone, they're gone. They went on pilgrimage with Drew across the Holy Land. It's unbelievable, the places that this cross has been. And it's yours for a simple gift of $1 a day. $1 a day at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or if you call 877-291-0123. And Patrick, this list of places it's been, it's phenomenal.
Well, yes. I mean, having been to the Holy Land a few times myself, I can say that these are things that anybody, even if they've never been to the Holy Land, they know about that. Mount Tabor, where Jesus was transfigured, the Mount of Olives, the Garden of Gethsemane, where our Lord sweated blood as he was pondering what awaited him in the Passion, thinking about my sins and yours, walking on the Via Dolorosa, which is the way of the cross, the sorrowful way where Jesus carried the cross to Golgotha, to the site of Jesus' resurrection in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. These and many other places throughout the Holy Land are where Drew brought these crucifixes. And one other thing, too, these are made of olive wood from Bethlehem. So olive trees are prolific in that area. And so this wood is from the very place where Jesus was born. And when you see this, and you have to see it to understand what we're saying about it, go to relevantradio.com, and you'll be able to see the image here. And you'll see this is not just like a cross or like something shaped kind of like a cross. This is a crucifix. And so the image of Jesus' body, his victory over death, and the victory that you share in is part of that. Mary, I have to think about all the moms and dads, too, for that matter, who maybe lie awake in sleepless nights worrying about their kids. Well, what better thing to have with you than Jesus on the cross that you can hold in your hand while you're lying awake at night thinking about and praying for your children? What a beautiful thing that would be.
It would be absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, there's so many great things about this cross. We need a whole hour just to talk about it. But there are so many beautiful things. We'll cover those throughout the day. But the most important thing to remember today and today only, this was made custom for Relevant Radio. You cannot buy this anywhere. The only way to get it is by making a gift of $1 a day, a simple $1 a day at relevantradio.com, using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or you can join the family at 877-291-0123.
Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. In today's crazy world, finding companies that align with your Catholic values is a challenge. Your choice of cell phone provider matters. Cyrus and I switched to Charity Mobile, and you should too. Enjoy excellent coverage on America's most reliable network while supporting a pro-life, pro-family company. Use offer code Patrick for a free phone. Don't miss out. Act now at charitymobile.com.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
Good times here at the Patrick Madrid Show. You can be part of them when you call 888-914-9149. That's the number to be on the air, 888-914-9149. Let's go to Cynthia now in Austin, waiting patiently. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning. I have a burning question. Okay. I am Catholic, and I have no intention of changing. Mm-hmm. But lately, I've been listening to an evangelical, Dr. Charles Stanley. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Of course I have, yeah.
And as I read some of his things, I cross-reference them, and the message is essentially the same. So my question is, as a Catholic, is there any contradiction between my Catholic faith and reading the writings and listening to an evangelical?
There are. There are many such examples. Now, I've never met Charles Stanley, but he's a well-known Baptist minister, and he's on the radio for many years. So the one thing to be aware of is that as a Baptist, he holds views that are, I would say, incompatible with the Bible. And he, of course, would laugh at that because he thinks he's the one who's going by the Bible. But even teaching a doctrine of men such as the Bible only, which is something he teaches, that you're supposed to go by Scripture alone. It's also known as sola scriptura. That's a tradition of men that was not taught by Jesus, not taught by the apostles, is not taught in Scripture, wasn't taught in the early church. And it's one of those things, oddly enough, that Jesus, it's the kind of thing anyway, that Jesus condemned in Matthew chapter 15 and Mark chapter 7, where he condemns traditions of men that nullify the word of God. There's an example of one. And as a Baptist minister, because this is part of Baptist belief, he holds that view. And I don't know if he in particular holds this view. I suspect he probably does, and that is that you can't lose your salvation if you have been saved. Once saved, always saved, or eternal security, it's also called. There's another egregious error. And there are others, and I don't attribute any ill will to him or any other Protestant for that matter. I'm sure he's entirely sincere, and I have no doubt about his desire to serve other people. But the problem, Cynthia, is that if you're listening without any filters, and if you're prepared and you know your faith very well and you know Scripture very well, then you do have filters and you can filter out things that you know are not true. But if you don't, how would you know? How would you know if you're hearing something that sounds really convincing and very compelling, but it may in fact not be true? So that's where I would say it's not wise, if you want to really feed on the Word of God and Scripture and feed on the 2,000-year teachings of the church on the basis of what Jesus and the apostles said, if you are maybe having some feeding of things that you don't know what all the ingredients are. And like the old saying goes, you are what you eat. So if you're consuming things that may have some admixture of error in there, it's not good for you. And this, by the way, is one reason I think I can, you know, toot this horn a little bit. This is one reason why Relevant Radio is a 24/7 radio program, radio platform for you. So any time of the day or night, mm-hmm. you can tune in and listen to the Holy Bible and listen to preaching and teaching and many other things besides. So there's really nothing that you would be lack that you're not going to get here. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. The problem I find when thinking about that is that I don't feel like I'm finding what I need at the time. For example, struggles with my daughters or struggles with my mom, and they don't speak directly to my situation at the time, and. You know, like say I have an argument with my sister, and then I'll try to find something that says, okay, just love, get through, and you know, and what would Jesus do? You know, the old thing at this time, and I don't find anything that speaks to me like that at the moment.
Well, you need to listen more then, Cynthia, because you know, I say that respectfully because even just on this program alone, we have that kind of topic comes up a lot. So how do I deal with family members who are driving me crazy? What do I do about conflict with people I love?
Yes, yes.
You know? That's a very common thing that you'll hear on Relevant Radio. And not just from me. I mean, other hosts will deal with that issue as well. So maybe one thing to do, Cynthia, is just listen more. Maybe if you can, okay. I don't know if you can wear earbuds at work, maybe. If you can wear earbuds at work, what do they call them? AirPods?
Yeah. Earbuds. I call them earbuds.
Yeah. Okay. So something like that. I mean, that way you can whistle while you work. You could also listen to Relevant Radio while you work. And there's just so much here for you.
I listen sporadically. And you know, I love Drew Mariani. I listen to your show in the morning. I love your show. And Kel Clark has good stuff. And so I listen a lot, but it's very sporadically. Maybe I need to just devote a whole afternoon to listening and see what I can
I like
learn.
The sound of that. You know, by the way, if you get a chance, if you want to, go on the show's YouTube channel. So, I mean, I want you to stay on Relevant Radio 100%. But just to give you an example, if you go to YouTube and look up The Patrick Madrid Show, you'll see well over 100, I believe it is now, specific topics that I've talked about on the program, including some of the ones that you're referring to. And you can listen to those specific calls.
Okay, I didn't know you all had a YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah. We're everywhere.
I didn't know. Okay, well, I'm going to look into that and tread lightly with the readings of Dr. Stanley.
Okay, that's good. I'd prefer to have you all to myself, but I understand. And over time, I think eventually you'll say, you know, Relevant Radio's got it all. I don't need to go anywhere else. Thanks, Cynthia. God bless you. Let's see if we can get to David quickly in the Twin Cities. Hi, David.
Hi, Patrick. I just wanted to call to say, kind of give a little bit of my experience with Relevant Radio. To say, like 3 years ago, just for brevity's sake, I had kind of a, you know, in my mind, like a miraculous conversion and just back to the faith. I've just been gone for a long time, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a mid-30s man with a kid and a wife, and it was just a shock to our marriage.
You know, what was?
My wife did not, just my conversion. Like just faith just wasn't a big thing in our marriage at any point. And now I'm, you know.
You're back.
In the faith. Believing in pro-life and, you know, how that affects marital, you know, intimate decisions and just stuff like that. It's just a shock.
So you and your wife are now truly united in even the most fundamental of things, and that is how you both look at God, right?
Yes. Although at the time, I reverted back to my faith, and my wife had never been Catholic or never was Catholic. She kind of grew up as Christian. And so,
I see.
And so that brought this just tumultuous, you know, downstream effect of saying now, hey, you know, I'm thinking that there might be something here to this Catholic faith. We should kind of look into this. And it's like, oh, whoa, hold on. We didn't sign up for this, all that kind of stuff. So, again, just for brevity's sake, this brought a just tumultuous impact to our marriage at the time. Very stressful, very, you know, how are we going to get through this? Like, divorce on the table. Not really, but just trying to paint the picture of a very tumultuous household. And
how did it end up? Did your wife make the journey too? Well, eventually,
yeah. So then, to really kind of speed things forward, I started listening to Relevant Radio in the car, and then one day she started, listening to Relevant Radio in the car, and even that was just such a blessing. And then one day she decided, hey, you know, I just want to buy an AM/FM radio for the house. We want to try to get off our phones and just do all that kind of stuff. So we had the AM/FM radio bought, put that in the house, and she turned it on to Relevant Radio, just started listening to Relevant Radio. And long story short, after a couple of years, she entered into the church this year.
Beautiful.
And just a large part of that was just been this like grace-filled little ball in our kitchen of just, you know, what you put into your brain and just what you kind of put into yourself. And just a large part of that has just been, you know, learning the faith and just hearing the stories and just seeing that there's just this beautiful side of faith. And Relevant Radio really brought that to light. So sorry for the long.
No, I'm delighted to hear that, David.
It's been amazing. It's been absolutely amazing. And now we're back together in faith and unity and everything. So
thanks be to God. That's a wonderful story. Well, my greetings to your lovely wife. I hear a couple of the kids in the background. How many kids do you have, David?
Two with one on the way.
Fantastic. You know, maybe think about the name if it's a boy. I kind of like the name Patrick. Something to think about. Thanks, David. God bless you all. This is the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Hope restored, hearts healed. Lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
It reinforces and strengthens our own faith, where I've been a Catholic my whole life. I was blessed to have beautiful Catholic parents. But when I got out of the house and before I got married and had children, I just was going to church but not understanding. And it's no one's fault really but my own. But Relevant Radio, it's brought it all back to me, and I know why, and that's what you've taught us. Different guests you've had on have brought forward things that I might have had questions on and putting value on so much of life that I took for granted before.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Help inspire more miracles. Call now with your pledge. 1-877-291-0123. That's 1-877-291-0123. Or give online at relevantradio.com.
These special hand crosses are going fast. They're a hand crucifix custom designed specifically for Relevant Radio by Christians in the Holy Land, made out of wood from Bethlehem. And they have traveled on a pilgrimage with Drew throughout the Holy Land to many holy sites. And it's today and today only. And there's a limited number. Did I get it all in there? I think I got most of it in there. The best part, it's a dollar a day. Just a dollar a day will send you this along with the beautiful Holy Family doorpost and the blessing that comes with it. And Patrick, they're going fast. We've seen 10 in the last 5 minutes, 10 gifts coming in just like that. And the crucifixes are going so fast. So do not procrastinate. Make your call today. Make your call now. It is a one today only. I cannot. And when they're gone, they're gone. Did I say that yet?
We can't say enough because people, they don't necessarily believe it at first, and then they call when it's too late. I'm sorry, they're all gone. So we don't want that to be you. Call now, 877-291-0123. And if you're saying, well, I mean, what is this, what does it look like, go to relevantradio.com and you'll see it. It is beautiful, and it is made of olive wood. It is olive wood from trees in Bethlehem. I've been there. I know that these are all over the place. So they use this olive wood on the very land, the soil where Jesus himself walked. And that's where these crucifixes are fashioned from. And they are made, when you say Christians, it's certainly true. Very often, these are Catholic men and women who are making these things. And this is one way that we can support them, by bringing these artifacts to you, these holy artifacts. So take a look at it at relevantradio.com. You can also see it on the Relevant Radio app.
There's another one. There they go. Thank you so much to Martin in Sublimity, Oregon. You made that special gift of $400. You'll be getting your crucifix. Michelle in West Allis, Wisconsin, a dollar a day. Catherine in Sacramento, California, a dollar a day. Another Catherine in Hartford, Wisconsin. You made that special gift of a dollar a day. So did Linda in Anaheim, California, a dollar a day. Can you join the team? Can you join the family now at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. There goes another one. Thank you to Karen in Hopkins and Monica in Cape Coral, Florida. Thank you so much. A dollar a day. They're going fast. Do not miss out. You know, our goal is always to have them gone before Drew gets on the air. Wouldn't that just be fun?
Well, I'd love it.
Yes, we would love it. Call now. Get your crucifix, hand crucifix now, before they're gone, at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123. Join the family and don't miss out.
This is the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio and relevantradio.com.
I got you.
You did. You got me. You know, I don't even know why I don't expect this. I should expect it, but yeah, you nailed me on that one.
All right.
That was good.
One in the win column.
Yes. Well done, Cyrus. I want to know what you think about this, Cyrus, because you're a Gen Z guy, and I want to know. You're not. You keep saying
young
that.
We got to get young Thomas in here if you want to talk about Gen Z.
Well, I don't know if you'll want to talk about this, because this is from Study Finds, and I don't know. Make of this what you will. 42% of America's young but cynical Generation Z are dealing with a mental health condition. You're saying what? Well, I don't know what to make of it either, but here's the latest statistics. An analysis by Harmony Healthcare, IT, suggests that tens of millions of Gen Z young adults have started dealing with some kind of a mental health problem in the months immediately following the start of the COVID pandemic. In March of 2020, I can still hear the door slamming shut in my mind. Remember what that was like, Cyrus, when everything was just slamming shut?
It was not good.
No. The Indiana-based data management company survey highlights a staggering percentage of young adults diagnosed with anxiety, depression, attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder, or post-traumatic stress disorder, during the pandemic. 3/4 of these Americans, all under the age of 25, you're right, Cyrus, that doesn't include you. 3/4 of the Americans, all under the ages of 25, say the pandemic negatively impacted their mental health, with many citing loneliness and uncertainty about the future. By the way, one more big reason to be listening to Relevant Radio, because people who are lonely are finding friends and family here on Relevant Radio. That's who we are. Uncertainty about the future? Well, we're all about hope and encouragement. So, by the way, just putting a pause on this article for a second, let's say you're a mom or a dad, or you're an interested, concerned family member or friend. If you know a young person, Gen Z, I guess, is 25 and younger, if you know somebody who's in this category who might be experiencing this kind of thing, loneliness, aimlessness, uncertainty, etc., plug them into Relevant Radio. It's amazing how many young people listen to Relevant Radio. I'm always astonished and happily so by that. 85% of Gen Z respondents say they're worried about the future in general. The vast majority say their personal finances, the economy, the environment, and the country's increasingly polarized political landscape are their top concerns. Nearly 90% of Gen Z respondents believe that their generation is not set up for success. 75% of them feel that they are at a disadvantage in comparison to previous generations like baby boomers and Gen X. They are at least 42 years, those who are at least 42 years old as of 2022. You don't even make that cut, Cyrus.
Thanks. Thanks for the reminder.
Well, put it this way, at least you're not a baby boomer, right? I'm a baby boomer. What can I say? I think that cutoff is 1964. So I'm in that, and I don't mind it a bit. Baby boom, fine with me.
I'm Gen Z. I'm Gen X. I almost said Gen Z. I'm Gen X, and I'm happy about that. That's a nice, strong generation.
Not according to this.
Oh, no.
It says Gen X are the people who are at least 40. Oh, no, that would apply to you, wouldn't it? Okay, so, yeah, you did make it into that one. You are Gen X.
No, wait, yes, Gen X, right. Man, it's so Gen confusing. X.
I know. And I don't even know who made the law that we have to call these generations by these different terms.
I am seeing a sadness in younger people and, you know, really like under 15, even 16 and younger. I see a sadness in them from what they lost a couple of years of their lives. And
I know.
And that's a large percentage of your life when you're only a child.
Like, I know.
2 years
yeah.
is a long. I remember when I was a kid, 2 years was forever. 1 year was forever.
So you know what I'm seeing? And maybe sadness is a different way of maybe we're saying the same thing. I notice, Cyrus, anxiety, that younger people seem to be very anxious about world events, anxious about, you know, it's hard to even really put a finger on it, but I do get the sense that there's a heightened level of anxiety in young people. That may be true for other age groups as well, but I don't remember being anxious at all when I was, you know, a teenager getting into college and whatnot. I remember being like, bring it on. Let's get on with life. Let's find out what life is all about. Let's do it. You know, do these things. And I'm not so sure if I'm reading into it, but it seems as though maybe what the study is saying might have something to do with that too. And maybe, like you said, the sadness part of it.
Yeah, and it's not their fault. So I'm not pointing fingers at these young people and saying this is your fault. I mean, as a parent, I allow my kids to have their nose in a phone all day or looking at a TV screen. And so this is tough. I'm failing as a parent, but I'm learning lessons by listening to Relevant Radio about how to make better choices as a parent. And,
Thomas,
I've implemented those.
Young Thomas is in this age group, and he just told me that he thinks social media is a major problem. I can buy into that theory because social media keeps people anxious and worried and angry. I mentioned before, I have known some people who would just watch nothing but these cable news channels. And if it's, let's say, Fox News or CNN or what have you, and I could see like a change in the personality of some people where they just become more and more angry, more and more antagonized, more and more polarized and suspicious. That's really bad. And you need, if you are listening right now and you find yourself kind of described in this article, be sure to take a look at it. Cyrus will get a link to it. Maybe I'll talk a little bit more about it on the other side of the break, but some interesting statistics here, but they're troubling because young people don't need to live this way. And there are solutions, and I want to talk about what some of those solutions are on the other side. In the meantime, though, dance party madness here at Relevant Radio because we're in the middle of pledge drive. Mary Graham is going to help me talk about that in just a moment.
Our phone lines are open at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. This is the halfway point, folks. This is halfway through our pledge drive. We need everybody out there listening to join the family now at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet. And you might be asking, why? Why do I want to do this? Because we have some great gifts for you, and because being part of this family, that's your mission. That's your portion of how we keep this programming on the air. In your local community, on the web, on your app, on your smartphone, however you listen, every single platform requires financing, requires money to keep it going. Yeah. So we need your help to make that happen. And some of the great stories we've been hearing this morning have been some of the many reasons why we do listen to Relevant Radio. So make your gift now, $1 a day. This is the best part, $1 a day. We have this beautiful and an amazing prayer crucifix. We've all seen those worry crosses. It's a piece of, usually it's made out of a out of wood from Bethlehem, and it's shaped to fit into the palm of your hand, and it's just a simple piece of wood. Well, this wood crucifix is one of those with an actual crucifix on top of it. So it's a Catholic version of it, and it has Relevant Radio engraved on the back. The only place to get this is from Relevant Radio, and today only. And when they're gone, they're gone.
And they're going. Mm-hmm. They're going. They're not quite gone yet, but they are moving very quickly. Buck and Wendy in Howlettsville, Texas, they received theirs. It will be coming to them in any case. They just made a $1,000 online gift. They're brand new donors. Welcome to the family, guys. Thank you for that. Thomas in Harshaw, Wisconsin, thank you for your $50 online gift. So appreciative. Regina in Clifton Heights, PA, thank you for your $50 gift. And Dan in Arlington, Texas, you rolled up with a $1 a day gift, $365, excuse me, brand new donation, and we welcome you to the family as well. You're going to be receiving your Holy Land crucifix. Wait till you see this.
Now we have Chicago in Chicago, Yvette. She made a second gift during this pledge drive because she wants this crucifix. Thank you so much, nice. Yvette, for stepping up a second time. So did an anonymous donor in Dallas, Texas, made a second gift. That's one of our newer markets. Thank you so much for that gift and giving twice. We appreciate that. Your gift is so needed and so valued here at Relevant Radio. Call now. It's 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Better yet, visit the website. It's relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet. You can see this crucifix that you will get for $1 a day, along with the Holy Family doorpost blessing. And when you give online today, you still get the special download from Father Rocky, How to Be a Happy Catholic Family. It's all yours when you give either at relevantradio.com or use the app on your smartphone or tablet.
Yes. And by the way, Dennis in Glenside, Pennsylvania, you're going to be receiving your Holy Land crucifix for your $1,000 gift. Thank you for that. Also, Jennifer in Arlington Heights, Illinois, thank you for your $365 gift online. You'll be receiving a crucifix. You can see the just gift after gift after gift coming in at the dollar a day level or more. These are all people who are claiming their Holy Land crucifixes made by Catholics and other Christians in Bethlehem out of olive wood from the trees that grow there. They're claiming theirs because they know that they're going to be gone soon. So don't let that happen to you. Alma in Montebello, California, thank you for your $365 online gift. Donna in Minneapolis, thank you for your $400 online gift. You're going to be receiving a Holy Land crucifix as well, as will, where did he go? Pete in Yardley, PA, also $365 online gift. Brand new donor. Welcome aboard, Pete, and you too will be receiving your beautiful Holy Land crucifix. Now, Mary, you keep saying they're going quickly. In the not too distant future, they're going to be all gone at the rate we're going now.
That's the goal, is to get every single one of these in somebody's hand, literally in their hand, praying with this beautiful handheld crucifix. It's gorgeous. It's yours at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123 for a simple dollar a day. You can also stop by the website and see a picture of it, along with the doorpost prayer that we've got to give away at relevantradio.com, or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet. They've been to many fabulous places as it went on pilgrimage with Drew to the Holy Land. We'll be covering those coming up here shortly, some of the places that it's visited. But in the meantime, get it now. Get them before they're gone. A dollar a day is all we're asking at relevantradio.com, using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or at 877-291-0123.